So you want to get more podcast downloads. Today's episode, we're going to give you 20 different ways to get those download spikes. I know you want it. I know you're ready for it. Let's get into it. Oh yeah, by the way, here at Mark Savant Media, I'm giving you all the tools to create better content in less time. So you definitely want to hit subscribe and you definitely want to leave a comment below. So leave a comment below. I want to know what you want to see and what your questions are. All right, let's talk about getting those podcast download spikes right now. The first way you can get download spikes is by bringing on awesome guests. Now, just bringing on an awesome guest on its own is not going to give you tons of downloads. You got to ask them to share. So how are we going to get our guests to share our podcast episodes with their community? This is really important. The first thing I'll recommend is don't overwhelm them with information. If you send them tons of links and tons of assets, they're just going to get overwhelmed and probably not going to do anything. I recommend sending them one podcast link or one link to the episode and sending them one, two, maybe three different assets that they can share with their community. Now, to take that to the next level, why don't you try to customize the assets, the flyers, the digital images? Why don't you customize it for their page? I'm going to give you a perfect example of what I mean. Let's say I have a really strong personal brand and I'm really thoughtful about the content that I put on Instagram. Maybe I have hex codes, specific colors. Maybe I use specific fonts. When you're creating your assets, ask them what kind of hex code they need. What are your main brand colors? What are the fonts that you like to use? If you can clarify that and let them know that you're creating custom content for them, way more likely that they're going to want to share that episode because they know that you're giving them, they're going to reciprocate it back. Plus, it's going to be a much better fit for their brand and create that homogenization, which we all know is really important. And of course, another great way of getting shares or having your guest promote your show is by tagging them. I mean, this sounds obvious, but tag them in your Twitter posts, tag them in your Instagram stories, tag them on LinkedIn. I find that, at least personally and for guests, we want it easy. You know, I got a million things going on and I'm promoting all of my stuff. Now I have to promote your stuff. It's much easier for me to share and say I was on this great podcast, check it out, than it is for me to create custom posts and so on and so forth. So long story short, bring on awesome guests and make it as easy as possible for them to share your episode with their community. Oh yeah, side note, it also is a great idea to maybe ask the guest beforehand, would you want to do an Instagram Live to promote this? Would you maybe want to do a Clubhouse room to promote this? These are some really quick and easy ways you can get your guest to share. My next tip so that you can get those precious podcast download spikes is to do giveaways. You know, do a giveaway on your podcast. Say, hey, if you share this and you tag me, you'll be enrolled for a giveaway, whether that's a $20 Amazon card, maybe it's a t-shirt, a hat, maybe it's a chance for them to get a free coaching call with you, whatever it is. Incentivize your guests to share by doing these promotions and these giveaways. People love them, right? Don't you like getting free stuff? I know I do. Another great way to get podcast download spikes is to go out and meet people and talk to people, strangers, things like that. But more so than just go and meet them and hand them a card with maybe a QR code to get straight to your podcast, go to events that are in similar niches to yours. Or heck, you could even go down to the boardwalk if you want, but I recommend going to events and interviewing people at the events. And this doesn't need to be complicated. You could do this with your cell phone and maybe like a lavalier mic or something like that. But go to events and interview people, get their expert opinions or just their opinions, and then share them on the podcast. Say, listen, thanks for your insights. This is going to be live in 2 weeks. Here's a card. Go check it out in 2 weeks. You're going to love this episode with your name and face on it. So this is another way that you can drive shares, drive engagement. And you're probably hearing or watching or seeing there's a common thread here. You know, one of the best ways to get podcast spikes is to get the people that care about it and the people that listen to it to share it with their communities. The more shares you get, the more chance you're going to reach new people, new audiences. And that's one of the best ways to get spikes. You know, and I'll also just put this out there. When it comes to getting download spikes, the more episodes you have, the bigger your spikes are going to be. Because as you reach more people and they like what you have to say, they're going to go back and listen to other previous episodes. They're going to binge listen or binge watch. Just keep in mind these best practices, keep testing them out, keep trying them out. All right, cool. So let's get on to the next way we can get more podcast download spikes. Create assets, create digital flyers. It sounds obvious, but you got to have a system for creating digital images with which to share and promote. And there's a lot of different things that you can do on here. One thing I would recommend is don't overwhelm people with too much text. One of the things that I love to do when I'm sharing podcast episodes with my community is get a nice picture of the guest and maybe a quote from the episode, something that is really punchy. I like to share something that really stands out, something they said that, like, wow, that was really prolific. And a quick time-saving tip here, throughout the course of your interview, throughout the course of your episode, there's going to be a point where you're like, wow, that was really good. Like, that really hit the mark. Just jot down a note. Just quick jot down a note to yourself. At minute 22, John Smith dropped a really awesome bomb. And that's a way that you can save time in going back and finding those quotes. I wouldn't recommend just taking a long time to write down the entire quote because you want to stay in the present. You want to stay in the moment. But just jotting down a quick timestamp will help you to find that quote that you want to put on your digital images. Now, if you want to get more shares, if you want to get more podcast download spikes, you need to be making video clips from your episodes also. And short form vertical is the king. You need to be making short form vertical videos. And I know, Mark, it's hard. I don't have time, this and that. Okay. But you're not going to get the podcast download spikes. This is almost like a mandatory thing, I think, when it comes to social media branding. And there's a lot of different ways that we can go into this. I'm actually teaching a group of awesome people in the Better Content, Less Time workshop right now. It's closed, so you can't get in. It's too late. I'm sorry, but we will be running back another one in the future because I can tell it's going to be just really spectacular for all the guests that are in the group, all the members. But find ways to create short-form vertical video. Take these short-form clips, and what I mean by short-form vertical video is something that fills up an entire phone screen and generally is going to be less than 20 seconds. So these clips are just going to do really well on things like TikTok, Instagram Reels, YouTube Shorts. This is the time to lean in, all right? Now, if you're watching this way in the future, then these might not still be in. That's cool. So let's get on to the next way you can get those podcast download spikes. So this was a tip that was shared with me, and I absolutely love this, and that's collaborating with local newspapers and news organizations. You might say, Mark, I don't know anyone. That's cool. Just go to the website and start emailing people that are in departments that are relevant to your niche. And as you connect with more people, as you put yourself out there, as more people begin to realize and recognize what you're doing, there's a much better chance that you're going to get these media features. Start with local newspapers and expand out from there. You can reach out to local news stations. You never know when you have a shot of actually being featured on TV or featured in the news or featured on their website. So take a shot because you never know when you're going to get that hit. To take this a step further, you should definitely be reaching out and planning on speaking at stages at events. Listen, if you want to get podcast spike downloads, you got to put yourself out there. You got to get off the couch and out into the atmosphere. You got to make it happen. So after you're done reaching out to all these news organizations, start reaching out to event coordinators. And tell them what you do. Let them know what you've got and try to get on stages at events. And keep in mind that these events don't necessarily need to be directly in your niche. The key is finding events to speak at where the audience will care about what you have to say. For example, I help people create social media content, help people make better content in less time. I start to think about who are some people, who are some niches, who are some professionals that actually would care about what I have to say. So I start reaching out to local real estate offices. I start reaching out to local businesses. I start reaching out to all these local places. You start to get speaking events. I promise you, it will happen. And after each event, you're going to get better. Your calls to action are going to be better. Your content is going to be better. Your network's going to grow. It provides you with better legitimacy. You're going to get more testimonials. I mean, listen, collaborating with local events, collaborating with local newspapers and news organizations is solid. And I'm going to give you another takeaway on this. Collaborate with local universities and local schools. Reach out, connect. I think that's the best way to get spikes, is continue to collaborate, talk with people, and develop these relationships. Put yourself out there because you can't just continuously talk to the same people all the time and expect for things to grow. You got to start expanding and trying things out. And I know what you're saying, Mark, I don't know. People aren't going to listen to me. I'm inexperienced. I'm not there. stop it. Stop it. You're awesome. If you're watching this now, if you're that dedicated to be improving yourself, you, my friend, you're the exact type of person that needs to be on stage talking. You could be watching anything right now. You could be doing anything. You could be playing video games. You could be watching TV with Doritos falling all over your chest, but you're not. You're here to try to improve yourself. So stop doubting yourself and start building yourself up. You deserve it. All right. So start reaching out to local newspapers, organizations, start reaching out to local businesses and business networking groups, start reaching out to local universities and schools, and start getting yourself out there. In fact, that's my challenge to you. Go out and do that and then leave a comment. Let me know. How is that working out for you? I'd really like to know. Go out and make it happen. I'll see you on a local event stage. Another tip for getting podcast download spikes is what is commonly known as the dollar a day Pinterest strategy. Now, Pinterest has really been flying on the radar, especially for me, but I'm starting to hear more and more creators, more and more people talking about Pinterest. And you know what? I found this very Pinteresting. Yeah, no pun intended. So I found this very Pinteresting how active people are on Pinterest. And quite simply, this dollar a day strategy is very simple. You post something on Pinterest with a link to your podcast and you throw a dollar in ad revenue at it. And interestingly enough, and I'm sorry, I don't recall the exact statistic here, but when you're throwing a dollar at a Facebook post to boost it, it gets like a several hours of boost and then that's it. But when you boost a Pinterest post, you get much more shelf life. The long tail on those Pinterest ads are much longer. I haven't actually tried this myself, but I love the strategy so much that I'm going to go out and do it and I'll report back to you, okay? Me and you here, I'm going to report back to you on how this Pinterest dollar a day ad strategy works because I think it's very compelling. And I mean, for 30 bucks a month, I'm going to test it out. I'm going to try it out. I think you should think about it too. So let's talk about the next way you can get podcast download spikes. And this, frankly, is just a best practice that you should be doing on all of your episodes because it's sometimes little things that go a long way. And this is just using titles that are SEO rich and punchy, things that people just can't help but click and watch and listen. Use keywords that people are actually searching for. Use terms that people are searching for. Because believe it or not, SEO works. And when I say SEO, I mean search engine optimization. What happens when someone goes into iTunes or goes into Spotify and types in how to X? Are you showing up? Because you should be showing up. You should be using SEO rich words in your titles, in your descriptions. It should be punchy. It should be descriptive. And frankly, the episode itself should deliver on the promise because whatever's in your title is a promise. That's a promise that I'm going to answer the problem that you have. You clicked on the button. You're going to hear something that's going to give you and meet your expectation. Frankly, it probably should be exceeding their expectation in a perfect world. That's what you want to do. Let's take it a step further. You know, not just using these SEO-rich titles and descriptions, but also tagging your audio with metadata. And if it sounds like I'm speaking a different language right here, let me make it simple. Whenever you export a audio file, let's call it an MP3 audio file, although I prefer WAV, WAV files because they sound better. But whenever you export one of these audio files, you're going to have the opportunity to tag it with the artist name, the name of the show, the description. There's a lot of different things that you can tag it with. Make sure you fill those out. It's a minor thing, but it can have a major impact. Again, this is more of a best practice than a way to spike your downloads, but it's the small things that matter. And the more often you're doing the small things right, the better your chance of really blowing up and reaching the people that you want to reach, the people that need to hear what you have to say. The next way to get podcast download spikes is to guest on other shows. And I know you've heard this a million times before, guest on their shows, guest on their shows, guest on other shows, but it's true. Guesting on another show is a great way of bringing more people into your atmosphere. And it's not just about going on any show. It's about going on shows that are relevant to your niche. It's about getting in front of people that have never heard you before, but need to hear what you have to say. And you're probably thinking to yourself, Mark, you keep repeating the same thing over and over and over again. The key to growing your podcast and getting spikes is to getting in front of people that need to hear what you have to say, but have never heard you before. And so guesting on other shows is a great way to do this. One of the things I would really recommend after you've decided that this show is relevant, their audience is relevant, I'm going to guest on this show. One of the things I'd recommend is that you go in there with a game plan. You want to have one call to action and you want to really focus on a particular topic or point. I don't think it's a good strategy to go on a show and just be, and they say, hey, what do you want to talk about? And you say, yeah, whatever. I'll talk about whatever you want. You know, although I'm guilty of that. I've done that before, but I like to go into guest episodes with a list of 3 points that I really want to get across that I think will really resonate with their audience. Generally, when I'm going on a show, one of the questions I ask before I accept is, who's your audience and how can I help them? How can I help them? Because then you can actually have a little bit of preparation before you go and speak with that host, before you start speaking to that host's audience. So go in with a little bit of strategy and a mindset of helping them achieve what they want, achieve what they can. And communicating with the host to confirm that is a great way to be prepared. Another great way of increasing your downloads is doing the simple thing, like making sure that your link is in all the obvious places. People should be able to find your podcast link easily. So we talk about in the description of your Facebook page, in the description of your LinkedIn profile. You have a link in your email signature. Maybe there is a link or a QR code on your business card. Make it easy for people to find your podcast. I'll give you a really common mistake that I see. People will put a post on their Instagram or they'll put a post on Facebook and it'll be something like, the fresh episode is out, go check it out. And they don't put a link. Or they'll have like a promotion with them and their guests talking about something. They'll say full episode on the podcast, but there's no way it makes it difficult. Okay. You want to try to remove as much friction as possible. You want to make it as easy as possible. And I know what you're saying, Mark, Instagram is tough because it's really hard for me to share links in the episode, in the details and in the comments. I get it. It's not going to be perfect, but the more places the link to your podcast is located, the better your chance of people seeing it and clicking on it and enjoying it. And you know what? Furthermore, when you're sending out links, this can be a bit of an extra step, but when you're sending out links, send out smart links. Go to urlgenie.com and create a smart link, because what's great about these smart links is not only do they give you more data on who's clicking what and where they're going, but it also enables them to automatically log in. So I'll give you a perfect example. I send someone a link to iTunes to listen to my podcast. Okay. It's a smart link. So instead of going to the episode, then logging out and logging back in and find the episode, it just automatically logs them in. So URL Genie is a great way to make a smart link. So make smart links. I will say that these smart links are particularly effective with YouTube. It can be a pain in the butt when someone sends you a link to a YouTube video and it doesn't log you in. And so you're like, okay, so I got to log out. And then I got to remember my login and password, and then I log in, and now I got to remember the name of the episode and or the artist, and you just lost them. Like, nobody has time. Nobody has calories for that, right? So send them a smart link to your YouTube video or to your YouTube page, and it will automatically log them in. In fact, you can also set it up so it automatically subscribes them too. So these are just a couple quick tips on how you can get more download spikes on your podcast, particularly on YouTube. So you're still here, which I'm assuming means you're still hungry for more ways that you get download spikes on your podcast. And listen, I'll tell you something that's been really successful for me. It's called Clubhouse. Clubhouse is fire. And I'm going to tell you a few reasons why Clubhouse is one of the best places for you to get more downloads on your podcast. First off, it's a great way to engage with your audience. You get more of a feel for what they want, how you can serve them. You're giving them valuable information. And one of the things I love about Clubhouse is you're able to give people quick wins. They ask you a question, you give a quick answer. You say, for more information or more explanation, check out my podcast. Episode 122 is great. I go into a lot more detail on this topic. Second strategy for Clubhouse is you can stream old episodes, right? Maybe there was an old episode or maybe there was a guest on your show and you can just simply stream it right to Clubhouse, which is great because you don't even have to be involved in the room at all. You just stream it. Evan Carmichael actually does a really good job of this. He just has a team that just automatically pumps out his old content, his old episodes straight to Clubhouse. So that's another way you can grow your podcast with Clubhouse. Also keep in mind, the third reason why Clubhouse is great is it's an audio to audio transfer. Okay. It's really difficult to get people to leave a social media platform to go listen to your podcast. Okay. But one of the great things about Clubhouse is you're already speaking to people that are all in on audio. They already know what podcasts are. They're basically a great psychographic they're a great psychographic fit to go from Clubhouse to your podcast. So there's a great synergy there. You're talking to the right type of people who have the right mindset. And again, just that's a third reason why Clubhouse is great for growing your show. Fourth strategy for bringing people from Clubhouse to your podcast is to record and repurpose the content on your Clubhouse rooms. You can use something like a Rodecaster Pro. I have an entire video you can check out over here. You could also use a program like Backstage by Headliner. This is a great way to record your shows if you're looking for a less expensive option. But record episodes. And again, another tip, we brought this up earlier. If there's a time in your Clubhouse room where something really insightful happens, just jot down a quick note, timestamp it. So you can easily go back in, extract that part of your episode, and then repurpose it for an entire podcast. It's, again, great way to create content. And if you have the time or if you have the money, you can actually hire a team to do this for you. Okay. Hey, Jane, go into this Clubhouse room that I recorded, find a few great snippets, and let's repurpose it into a podcast episode. Then you're making better content in less time because you're focused on other things like helping clients, building your business, whatever your business looks like. Wow, we're just firing it off with tons of tips. Listen, if you have not subscribed yet, subscribe. And if you've not shared this episode yet, share this episode with someone that needs to hear it, because this is a way that you can show them, hey, look what I'm doing. I'm staying busy. I'm not wasting my time. I'm growing. I'm not spending all my time listening to nonsense. I'm spending my time growing myself and growing my business. I understand that if I'm not creating a digital brand right now, if I'm not learning how to communicate digitally, I'm dead. I don't even matter. I'm going to be completely obsolete within the next 5 years. So anyway, make sure that you share this out and let people know what you're about, what you're doing. This is part of your personal brand building, okay? I mean, obviously it's good for me, so you know, do it for me too, but do it for you. Do it for you. Share this out and write the top download spike tip that you heard and see what happens. See the response that you get when you actually share content that's relevant and positions you as an expert, someone who's learning and progressing their life. Don't be stagnant. All right. So go ahead and share this out. The next tip we kind of touched on a little bit earlier, but the next tip to get podcast downloads is to bring your listeners, bring your fans onto your podcast. Pat Flynn does this, right? Pat Flynn actually has two podcasts, one of which is in interviewing experts, the other which he's interviewing students. But listen, bring your students, bring your fans, bring your audience onto your show. You know, we just started this workshop in Mark's Font Media where we're going to teach you how to create better content, less time. We've got several different people to join. I said, listen, if you joined, if you're putting your trust in me to bring you the heat, to help you grow your online presence, I'm all in on, if you're all in on me, I'm all in on you. Okay. If you're in this workshop, you can absolutely come on my podcast. We're going to have some great conversations that we're going to share with you. Okay. But bring your listeners onto your show, make them part of it. Another person that does a great job, this is Larry Hagner over at the Dad Edge podcast, who is also a member of my show. He has the number one family podcast. And a big part of that is he is just using the podcast to just grow this amazing community. The members of his community, his mastermind, are actually going on his podcast. So that's another really solid way that you can grow your show. Another great way to spike your downloads is to bring organizations onto your podcast. Bring organizations into your atmosphere. I reached out to a company called Ghana. They're the largest podcast distributor in India. And so I've been able to communicate with them, and they've been sharing my episodes with people on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, in stories. All I had to do was A, start pushing my RSS feed through Ghana, which you can do manually, by the way. I won't get into that in today's episode, but I just started pushing it out. I emailed them and the rest is history. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Collaborate with organizations. Collaborate, collaborate, collaborate. The next way to get podcast download spikes is to host an event. You know, it could be as big or as small as you like. You could do it on a locally or countywide or statewide or however big you want your event to be, create an event. Get people excited, whether it's in person or virtual. Create an event, create some excitement, and again, position yourself as the host of the party. You are the host of the party. People want to know you. They want to be closer to you. They want to be the host of the party. They want to be next to the host of the party. Brr, man, I'm losing it with this. This is a tough one to get through. But there's a lot of different ways you can do this. I would recommend just using a program like Eventbrite. You've probably heard of it. It's a pretty big platform. But you can host events on Eventbrite. You can charge and they'll take a cut. But host your own events, great way to get download spikes. I hope you loved today's episode. Thanks for subscribing. Thanks for sharing. And thanks for creating better content in less time. This is the place. My name's Mark Savant, and I'm committed to you. That is my promise. See? Looking at me, listening to me, this is my promise. I'm going to help you create better content in less time. So thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Go out, have an awesome day, and we'll catch you here next time on the After Hours Entrepreneur. Peace.